To be praised. You know that song, and you know it's how great our God is. And as we sing together, and I was seeing your faces, and as I just love worshiping with y'all, I just love each and every one of you. But I just want to say, that's just the, you know, I don't really feel like we can even heap enough praise and glory on God for what He really is. Amen. The Almighty, the great I Am. There's so many words that is just, there's nothing can come against Him. And all we do is we've just been invited just to join in because of the precious, precious Lamb, Jesus Christ, that just shed His blood for us and is now alive and well at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Just interceding for each and every one of us. Well, again, let's all just give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Not please. Love the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Just as we open up this service and just want to let Him just minister to each and every one of us. If you have a prayer request or a need, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows. If you've got a praise report, or if God's ever touched you, just raise that other hand and let's just worship Him this morning. Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, dear Lord, for your many blessings that you poured out upon us, dear Lord. We just praise your holy name, dear Lord. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come to you this morning, dear Lord, and we open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, to be receptive to your will and to your word. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll just guide us in this day. Lord, let your word flow. Dear Lord, we ask for you just to anoint the lips that bring forth the message this morning and this evening. And, dear Lord, for all that we do, dear Lord, we just love you. Lord, now you see the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, you know the needs of each and every situation. Lord, the prayer requests that have gone forth, those that are facing surgery this week, those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, those that are sick and shut in and not able to be with us, dear Lord, those that are watching on the live feed for whatever situation they have in their lives, Lord, but each and every one of us, dear Lord, we know how great you are. Lord, there's nothing's hidden from you, dear Lord. There's nothing. But, dear Lord, you hold this whole world in your hands, dear Lord, and you have this day. And, Lord, we're placing in that now. We ask you for your healing, your protection, your guidance. Lord, we're asking you to touch our nation. And, dear Lord, we ask you to mend those, dear Lord. And may we just humbly come before you and seek your face, dear Lord, and just ask you just to touch, to anoint, and to protect. And, the Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen, amen. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I didn't have a chance to give them a song earlier. We had a wonderful Sunday school class this morning out in the other building. And I want to invite everyone here that's not in Sunday school, come join us. You'll be surprised how wonderful it is as we get closer to the Lord. And as we sing this song, it's I Want to Know More About My Lord. Page 6, praise God. Give him a chance to put it up there. Page 6, I want to know more about my Lord. And that's what we're doing, just seeking him. Amen.
Tomorrow, my trials here.
seated if you can. I don't know about y'all, but I just had to hold myself back just from running the aisles. I just love the Lord this morning. He is so great. And I'm going to tell you, this is just from my heart. And this is not even going to cover the cost of admission except for me. But I'll tell you that. If we open up our mind and our heart and be receptive for what the Lord is doing and His many blessings upon us, and not just His blessings, but the direction and guidance, and know that when He says no means no, and when He says yes, it's a big yes. Just praise God this morning. I just love each and every one of you. So good to see you. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Praise the Lord. I don't have any announcements right here this morning. Somebody does.
Anybody that's an Amazing Grace. Anybody. Anybody that's in the Amazing Grace, if you can give me about 5 minutes of your time right after church, I would appreciate it.
Okay, sounds great. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please?
Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we bless the Lord. Everyone that's come out this morning, Lord, give you praise and honor that you deserve, Lord. Oh, we can never give you enough. Oh, we don't want rocks crying out for us, so Lord, we want to praise you every day. Lord, bless this offering, Lord, for the firm of our work, Lord. Lord, bless all those that have to give, especially those.
Yes, Lord, we just praise you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Anybody here got any hope?
Yes.
Who's your hope in?
Jesus.
Well, I don't normally sing this, but I'm going to sing this. It may not be too good because I can't play and sing at the same time. But anyway, y'all just sing along. All my hope.
Oh, my hope is
one more time.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise God. What a song. The song didn't say, some my sins are forgiven. It said all. Glory. All my sins are forgiven. Been washed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you've had that experience, join with me this morning and give the Lord a hand clap for praise. My. How precious is the blood of Jesus Christ. And how thankful we are, man, that He died on the cross of Calvary, not for His sin, but for our sin and iniquities. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see you. Let all of our first-timers and our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Man, we certainly hope that you feel the anointing and the blessing of the Lord. Yes. I just want to get right into the message this morning, if I could. Man, so good to see many of you. Just hope and pray that you've had a great and wonderful week. Amen. How many came to worship the Lord? Amen. How many would put aside your problems, your issues, your anxieties, your plans, your schedules for just a little while this morning and let us gather together in one mind and one accord? Amen. You know, God didn't say go find an upper room somewhere and wait and tarry. Amen. When we get our mind right, when we come unto the house of God in one mind and one accord, God's already ready. Amen. He's kind of like Delta. He's ready when we are. Amen. And He'll bless and He'll anoint. How many knows He's still in the healing business? He's still a deliverer. He's still a redeemer. Amen. Praise God. Go with me to the book of St. Luke this morning. In the 7th chapter of the book of St. Luke. Certainly appreciate the Lord speaking to us, amen, during the week and many, many days. And if you're not taking an opportunity to talk to the Lord during the week, may I encourage you to do so. Amen. You know, you can tell by me that I do not get along with only one meal per week. Amen. I'm kind of addicted to it. I have to do it every day. And I want the same thing with my spiritual nourishment. Amen. I'm kind of addicted to the Word. I need it each and every day. I need God to speak to me. I need Him to direct me, whether it be in His Word, where the Holy Spirit, or whatever it is, through a song, through a marquee sign, whatever it is. God, just speak to me. Lead me and guide me, because I just don't want to be left alone. Amen. I do not want to try to figure this thing out. I want to put it in the hands of the Lord. Amen. So take advantage and talk to the Lord during the week. In the 7th chapter, beginning with verse number 11. And thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. Luke said, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain." Everybody say Nain. "Many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother." Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for another day, another opportunity, God, to come into your house to worship. Thank you for those who've gathered here today. God, and I pray, Lord, just open up that spiritual window. Pour out an anointing and a blessing upon this congregation. Help us, Lord, to be receptive, submissive, and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we humbly ask now that you'll anoint these lips of clay. God, anoint this tongue. This vessel, God, is nothing more than a conduit for you to speak to us today. God, I desire your word. I desire your direction. Pray, God, for liberty and direction this morning, God, that you'll be able to speak to our hearts. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, give them an air five, and you may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Well, when we all get to heaven, how many knows there will be no six-part, amen, distance? There'll be no whatever they call it, social distance. Amen. We'll be able to rejoice and shout forever and ever and ever. Oh, how beautiful heaven must be. This morning, for a little while, I want to bring a message entitled Death in the City of Nain. Death in the City of Nain. I want to point out some things. First of all, the biblical name for Nain meant beauty and pleasantness. Beauty and pleasantness. How many would love to live in a city of beauty and pleasantness? How many would like to live in a state of mind of beauty and pleasantness? The city was known for its beautiful carpets and rugs that were weaved by the local citizens. We found that Jesus had just left, doing a great and mighty miracle for the centurion's servant that was so humble. He said, I'm not even worthy that you should come into my house. Just speak the word. Amen. How many knows that God is still a God if we'll just speak the word and believe? He's able to do all things. Do you believe that this morning? You believe we serve a mighty God? If you do, put your hands together for the Lord. And Jesus and his disciples, the Bible said, many of his disciples that were with him when he performed the miracle for the centurion's servant was with him as they were on their way. And the Bible tells us that as they approached the gate of the city of Nain, they were met basically by a funeral procession. There came those, many of those with the woman whose son, only son by the way, had died, and they were carrying him. And if you're aware of what a bier is, it is mainly a structure or an apparatus that is used for the carrying of a coffin or the dead corpse or the dead body. And probably, maybe there were some relatives, some friends, we might call them today pallbearers. They were carrying this body out, and Jesus and his disciples, as they were preparing to enter into a city of beauty and pleasantness, was met with sorrow and with grief, and with the very sadness of this widow woman. Now, if you would think about a place that was named for its beauty and its pleasantness, you would probably associate the people that lived there with a pleasant attitude, with a beautiful spirit. And maybe they were. And my heart began to go out to this widow woman. Even though, and listen very closely to what I'm about to say, even though she lived in a city known for its beauty and for its pleasantness, she had many sorrows and grief. I've got to believe, because I just know and have read and experienced how Jesus honors faith. He had just honored faith of the centurion. Faith, we tell them, moves mountains. Faith moves God. Amen. If you want to get somewhere with God, you know you pray, but you also release your faith unto God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Faith moves the power of God. In my mind, I'm thinking, don't have really any biblical knowledge to back this up, but I just kind of think she must have been a praying woman. How many knows that God appreciates, amen, and visits the prayers of folks? A widow woman who was left with the responsibility of raising a son. I don't know how long that she had been widowed. Maybe it was sometime, maybe it was just recently. But it was a hardship upon this woman, I know. Now, it refers to the man, but when Jesus spoke, he said, young man. So, in my thinking, somewhere in the age, maybe between his teens and maybe even his early 20s. Probably not a very old person. And it doesn't go into great detail, but the sorrow and the grief that this widow woman had, burying her husband and now about to bury
her one and only son. Now, I believe not only was there sorrow and grief, but there was concern. Because there were no government programs during that time to help this widow woman. She had to depend probably on maybe those around her, maybe some relatives, maybe those that she worshiped with. But I would imagine somewhere in her heart of grief and sorrow, there was some concern and maybe some fear and animosity as to how that she was going to get by in life. So I imagine she was very much perplexed, very saddened in a city of beauty and of pleasantness. My mind began to think how many people are trying today to cope with issues and to problems, and they come into the house of worship, which we associate as a place of beauty and a place of pleasantness and a place where we can lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us and get our mind on the Lord and worship Him in the songs that the choir and the praise team sing and worship and glorify and give honor to our Lord. When I thought that many people may be trying to show that they're in a state of beauty and pleasantness, but in their inward parts, there's grief and there's sorrow, and there's concern and fear and animosity. Father, we want to praise You. We want to believe in You. We want to trust in You. But the things that we're going through, the issues, the problems, the situations that arise, the mere stress that we have to face, sometimes is beyond our physical ability to carry that load. If Jesus knows anything, He knows our very thoughts. He knows what we're going through. He knows the burden you bear. He knows the sorrow. Man, and He constantly is saying, bring it to Me. I want you to notice, as Jesus and His disciples were about to enter the city of Nain, here comes this group of people, and some are carrying either the body or the coffin or both on a bier. I looked in the dictionary. Most of the biers of the early time were just almost, if you would look like a, it would almost look like a ladder if you were standing it up, but it had handles on it so that they could place the body or the coffin on it, and probably six or eight good strong men would carry that bier to the resting place of the deceased. I don't know if it ever dawned on you, it really didn't me. Jesus did not touch the corpse. Many times we would say touch the coffin, but if you look at history, actually He did not touch the coffin. He did not touch the grieving mother. He touched the bier. He touched the structure. He touched the vehicle. He touched the apparatus that was carrying death. Some of us got that. Some of us is getting it. Some of us needs it. So many times we want God to touch us, when maybe God wants to touch the vehicle, the structure that you have built, and you have placed death upon that, and you have placed grief upon that, and you pile sadness on it, and you put your anxieties on it, and you put all of your burdens on it, and you're saying, Lord, touch me. He said, no, I'm not going to touch you till I touch what's troubling you. I'm going to heal the death in your life. I'm going to refresh your spiritual anointing. I am going to pour out upon you and upon the saints of God that holy anointing oil that flows down and gives life to you. Jesus reached out and touched the bier, and the whole procession stopped. Words mean something. I want you to notice with me in verse 13. When the Lord saw her,
come
console her. He saw her grief. He saw her worry. He saw her fear. This is where I think, this is where it's just my opinion, that she knew God in some way. That maybe she was a woman of faith. Maybe she had done the very best of her ability. We have many stories in the Bible about widow women. And the one characteristic, the one trait that seems to be unanimous in those women that are mentioned in the Bible was their strength. Not their physical strength only, but their spiritual strength. Not to give up. Not to quit. That was the woman. All she had left in her house was a pot of oil. And the prophet said, go and get all the vessels that you can get. That's an evangelistic message. First Pentecostal, you got the oil. Go and seek and get as many vessels as you can get. Your children's children, them that are far off, them that you work with, them that you shop with, fill it up with the hyper power and the oil of the Spirit of God. But all of these widow women that talks about seem to have the same trait. They were faithful. Trusted God. Somehow in my mind, I'm thinking that this woman was a woman of extreme faith and faithfulness to God. Because he didn't look at her death. He didn't look at her loss. He looked inside her spirit. Said when Jesus saw her, man, he had compassion on her. Many years ago, it's my granddad, and I accompanied him to this bedside or to the coffin of someone who had just passed away. And my granddaddy would go around and speak to the family. And on our way back, I just asked him, I said, of course, I affectionately called him Papa. I said, Papa, how do you know what to say to somebody who's hurting and just lost their loved one and are about to bury their loved one, whether it be a husband, a wife, a daughter, a son, a mom, a dad? He said, son, I'll be honest with you. People don't remember too much what you say, but they do remember if you was there. So we try to give comfort to those. And I believe Jesus saw her. And the Bible says, according to Luke, he had compassion on her. Now bear with me just a minute. Doesn't say he had compassion on the son that was dead in the coffin carried on the bier. Can I tell you, we don't look at things the same way God does. Naturally, we grieve at the loss of a loved one. Naturally, there's a void within our heart and our soul and our spirit that we think we'll never ever be able to be complete because that loved one is gone. But when God sees the death of a saint, he rejoices. Because he knows what's in store for that saint. We haven't been able to see. We read, we believe that Jesus has gone away to prepare a place than where he is. We may be also, but you and I don't have one inkling of an idea of what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. So Jesus had compassion on her, but not really the dead son if he was ready to go. Amen. Death is nothing more than the first day of eternity. If you're in fact born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, your eternity is going to be pleasant and beautiful. But if not, it's going to be horrific and painful. Forever and ever. Jesus saw. He saw the funeral procession. He saw the coffin. He saw the bier. He saw those that were carrying it. But he had compassion on her. Man. And then in verse 13, he said, and said unto her, weep not. times have God tried to speak to us? Weep not. Don't worry. I've got it. Come on, we want to believe it. We want to trust you, Lord, but this is just so unbearable. Please, if you're a saint of God, strike that word from your vocabulary. Nothing is unbearable when we have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus, any and everything can be unbearable. We have hope. We have a Savior. We have a burden lifter. Glory to God. We have Jesus Christ, Spirit living and abiding on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us. We're never in an unbearable situation. Unpleasant, maybe. Sure. Things can be unpleasant. But we can even find beauty in unpleasant situations. He had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the bier. The bier. The structure. The apparatus that we have built. That we have constructed. To carry around our burden. Carry around our deadness. Many of us love that scripture. Many are the afflictions of righteous. Yeah, but read it all. He delivereth us out of them all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we built ourselves a structure and an apparatus, and we towed it to church with us. And we towed it to the kitchen, and we're trying to fix our supper, and that old apparatus is on us. Our mind's not on the beans that are burning. It's not on the bread that's in the oven and smoking. It's on me. Come on. I'm a child of God. I don't deserve this. Jesus, touch me. Heal me. Make a way for me. Jesus doesn't say this, but if it was me, I would probably say, wait a minute. I'm not concerned about that. I'm looking at this buyer. I'm looking at this structure you've built. And it's piled with all of these non-essentials. It's piled with all of these kind of issues, worries, things that you are concerned over. Things that you really can't even get your mind on me because you're worried about these things that are piled up on this death carrier. I tell you what, Jesus, y'all get it one time. I get it twice. Jesus beat me up all week on this. Beat me up all week on this thing. Poor, pitiful, carrying around all this stuff. Jesus said, "Weep not." And he came, not to the woman, because he knew what he was about to do. This city is called beautiful, or a place of beauty and pleasantness. Some of us walk around like it's a city of doom and gloom. I'm talking about the spiritual city now. I'm not talking about the physical city. Man, there's places in our life, in our world that needs prayer. Amen. But if you have a spiritual walk with the Lord, come on, somebody. If you got Jesus in your life, come on. We need to clear those things off of that buyer. Clear those things off of that structure. Amen. And walk in freedom and liberty. But Jesus told her, weep not, but he didn't touch her. Sometimes we think, Lord, you need to touch me. He said, no, I need to touch what's bothering you. I need to touch what you're carrying. I need to touch what you have piled up. All of that unnecessary contraband that you tote around and try to serve God and try to worship God when you can't even get your mind over victory over the things that are coming against you. Don't you weep. I'm about to touch. Don't you weep. I'm about to give life to your death. I'm going to refresh what you have written off. I don't know who needed to hear that. But that wasn't in my notes. Thank you, Lord. Maybe it was me. Come on.
Oh, it'll never be the same again.
I'm about to bring to life what you have already declared as death. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to raise it up. Just like I give life to Lazarus. I'm going to give life again to your death.
And he touched the buyer. He didn't touch the corpse. He didn't touch the young man. He touched the buyer. He healed the buyer. He healed the structure. And he spoke to death. He spoke to it. When's the last time you spoke to that you're carrying around? And said, I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be burdened down. I may carry burdens, but I refuse to let them defeat me. Glory to God. Yeah, we tote weights sometimes, but we know how to put them down. Amen. I've been toting this thing for years. And they're looking for a word of encouragement. And I say, why? Bring me every burden. Bring me every care. Let me cast them at the Lord. For he careth for you.
He came and touched the buyer, and they that bare him stood still.
Well, I guess so. Wouldn't you? Man, somebody come up and all of a sudden stop the funeral procession and touch the buyer. Amen. But that was just the beginning. Wonder what they did when he spoke to the death. Many, 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 many years ago, my great-granddaddy was talking about a wake. Now, many of you generation don't know what a wake is. That's when they put the body in the home place. Sometimes they didn't even embalm them. They just strapped them down to the table, and people would sit there and it would be like a wake, you know, before they buried them. Story has it that there were some of the men sitting around, and the women were out on the porch, and they had the straps down. And you know how the body is if it hadn't been embalmed. And one of the straps broke, and the body sort of moved. And there was about three or four people sitting there, and two of them said, well, if y'all going to set up, I'm going to go on home. Well, the two were sitting there and talking a little bit later. Another one of the straps moved and the body sort of jerked up. One of them said to the other, if you're going to set up, I think I'm going to go on home. Probably y'all know where it's going. Well, the one fellow was sitting there about half scared out of his wits. And that third strap broke. And that coffin started up like that. He said, if you're going to set up, I'm going home. Amen. What do you think? Those that were the Bible doesn't say, but I would imagine those that were carrying, amen, that dead person, and Jesus stopped and touched the buyer, and he said, young man, arise, and he that was dead rose up and began to speak to Jesus. Glory to God. Let me tell you, I would imagine it would be kind of like if revival broke out in the first Pentecostal church. Many of us would stand up and say, thank you, Lord, for reviving the church, for bringing life back into many that were considered spiritually dead and lifeless. I almost entitled this, Don't Bury It Yet. And then
reason I didn't want to refer to the body as an it. But don't bury that thing yet. Let the Lord speak to it. Let Him touch the deadness in your life. Let Him touch that, whatever it is, that's keeping you from really getting and living a victorious life. Again, the city of Nain was known for its beauty and its pleasantness. I'm sure they had had death before. But you can still live in a state of beautification and pleasantness if you lean on the Spirit of the Lord. We often say, I don't see how people, you know, I don't see how they get over the loss of a loved one if they don't have a relationship with Jesus. So that's the only comfort that I can find. When my grandmother and my granddad passed away, Jesus is the only one I could lean on. I appreciated the kind thoughts and the words and the compassion of the people, but Jesus was the one that lifted that heavy burden. And when my dad went home to be with the Lord, you know, I had to have Jesus to lean on and to encourage me. Amen. And Jesus touched her, had compassion on her, and said, "Don't cry, don't weep. I'm about to do a miracle in your life." Can I just say that maybe the Lord is speaking to someone here in this congregation? Don't cry. Don't worry. Just have faith in me. I'm about to touch something in your life. I'm about to touch something that you gave up on years ago. I'm about to refresh something in your life that you thought would never be. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's a work for the Lord. Maybe it's just your joy again. Many of us try to worship and praise the Lord and we say we have joy, but down deep, our joy has been infiltrated, for lack of a better term, by things that we've had to endure in this life. Many of us are really burdened down now because of the current events that are happening around us. But I wrote something down. I'm concerned that we have placed our beauty and our pleasantness and our joy and our freedom in a coffin to be buried and never be the same again. But I believe Jesus is about to touch the buyer. I believe Jesus is about to erect what we have already given up on. Come on, church. Come on, church. As your faith is, so shall it be. Lord, should I? Okay, I will. My little grandson came up this morning and he picked this box up and he said, "What's this for?" And for your first timers, it does not have snakes in it. And for you long time members, it doesn't have snakes in it. But if it won there, I believe, Lord, protect us. But it's a prayer request box. And many, many times this box accompanies different people home and they keep it for a week and they pray over it. We pray over it constantly because we're concerned about every little slip of paper that goes in there. So my little grandson says, "Can I put one in there?" I said, "Of course you can." He said, "Where's the paper?" I said, "There's plenty in my office and there's a pen back there." So I was up here getting ready with the bass and all. He comes up with a little yellow piece of paper. And he said, "Papa, you want to see what I said, "Well, you know, we don't usually look and see." He said, "But I want to show you what I wrote down." I said, "Okay." So he opens it up. And it said, I don't know if I can get it word for word, but it was like this: "God, please let this COVID-19 go away." Now, that's sweet. But he, being 8 years old, hasn't learned to doubt yet. His prayers are not wishful things. He considered it done when he put it in the prayer box. He said, it's done. Amen. Oh, give me faith of a child. Give me faith to call it done. Lord, here it is. I know it's done. I release it unto you in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to praise you. Glory to God. He can raise the dead. He can heal the sick. He can turn COVID-19 into something that's history. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. But also, I want you to know what a compassionate God we serve. I said Wednesday night, if it concerns you, it concerns God. He does not want us to be burdened down. He does not want us to just endure life. He wants us to enjoy life. And I do. But also, I know that I got a better place to go. He never said He'd make this world perfect. But He did say that my eternal home would be perfect. And that's what I long for. Are you ready? Should the Lord come or call today, would you be ready? Should that eastern sky split, that trumpet sound, the dead in Christ rise, and we which remain alive shall be caught up, would you go? Are you ready? Have you got too much contraband? It'll keep your gravitational pull from going to heaven. And I mean that spiritually. Don't let anything hinder your walk with the Lord. Would you stand? Please, every head bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God praying right now for a move of God. If you're in this house today and you're uncertain, if you've been carrying around more than you think that you're share, if you think, Lord, why am I the only one that's so burdened down? Let Jesus touch that has become your burden. Let Jesus speak life into what you have considered a dead situation. Is there one that would come this morning while the church prays? And when your head is bowed, I certainly hope that you are praying. That you're praying not only for yourself, but you're praying for this church. And you're praying for those that are around you. And you're praying for those that do not have a relationship with the Lord. That sooner or later they will come to an altar of confession and repentance and invite Jesus Christ into their life. May God bless you. I love each and every one of you. If I can ever be of any help or assistance, please do not hesitate to call. We'll pray with you. Brother Jim, would you come? Dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless.
Very terrible decision to have to make. But we know a God, amen, who's able to intercede. Can I have a special prayer for Brother Kevin's neighbor? Dear Lord, as we come this morning, God, on behalf of this neighbor, God, and this family who's having to suffer this terrible, terrible decision to make. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would intercede. I pray, God, that somehow you would reach in, God. Lord, that you would declare and speak life to that that even men have given up on. Father, I pray that this prayer cloth will be a reminder of your power and of your anointing and of your healing. Father, we look to you right now, giving you all the honor and all the glory. For by faith, we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Amen. Expect God to move. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, Father, we pray for these that are sick this morning. God, pray that you would speak healing into their bodies. Through the faith of Sister Brenda right now, God, as she stands here on their behalf. Father, ask her to speak right now. God, touch them, heal them, strengthen them, and anoint them right now in the precious name of Jesus. That they might be made whole. Lord, we'll give you praise.
The world today.
Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the Word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do it for you. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Yes, He is. This is the way.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for His Word, for His love and mercy. He is the answer. That's Jesus. Amen. All hearts and minds clear this morning. This altar's still open if anyone else has a prayer request. Just love each and every one of you. Praise God. Alrighty. Well, then we're going to invite you all back for service this evening, 6 p.m. We just love you. And we'll get ready now and we'll just take an intermission and just have a wonderful afternoon. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, thank You for Your Word. Lord, thank You for allowing us to be present and, Lord, to feast on Your Word. Lord, we're asking You now as each and every direction that we go to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. But, Lord, we want to thank You for answering prayers this morning. We want to thank You for hearing our cries. And, Lord, we just love and praise You. And, dear Lord, again, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening.